Hello and welcome to the That's
No.
a little Yay, I want to help though.
No. Oh. I don't even know how to
Poppy's first appearance.
No, Poppy! Everybody has a podcast.
Poppy.
You don't need your last. What are you doing?
You got to bark, Poppy.
Bark, bark,
cool.
Bark.
Oh. Cool.
Poppy!
Cool.
Bark, 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 bark. Bark, 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 bark. Hi, Poppy. Hi.
Bark,
she
bark,
licked
bark,
me.
Bark.
That counts.
No.
Welcome to 2024, the shittiest year on record.
Oh boy. Sorry, I'm eating a banana muffin.
But some things never change because Margaret is eating a banana muffin. No nuts.
Would you actually say 2024 beats 2020?
Yes.
Mom's a yes.
Like beats it as in it's worse?
Or? Yeah. Correct. Mm. Or beats its butt.
I think we were more stressed out in 2024, but a lot of bad things didn't really happen to us personally.
I think
so.
You meant 2020.
The statement is a personal statement. It's not really for the world.
No, I'm saying for us.
She's comparing
the
COVID.
Maybe, yeah. No, I understand. It was just like, I don't know. And
I
also,
think it's worse.
This might be the first podcast where our neighbor gets to look in through our basement window and see mock meal. Podcasting, because as I was testing up mics and stuff like that, I was sitting there talking to myself.
Where did you get those headphones?
I looked up. They're back.
I thought you sold them.
They're back, baby.
I'm so confused.
They were packaged up and ready to be sold, but nobody wanted them.
Aww.
And then the price dropped to a price where why would I even sell them for that price? So I kept them, and now they're here for your viewing pleasure.
It's so hard to laugh the whole time I'm looking at you with those.
We're not doing that contest, so you can laugh the whole time if you want.
Oh, no, we could. Oh, my God.
No.
Too soon.
We could do who's not going to cry the most.
So why is 2024 so bad, Nathan?
It started out pretty good. We got to go see our friend Jake play drums for the first time in a long time. And then like a week and a half later, he had passed away. So that's why it's one of the worst reasons of why it's one of the worst years. That's why. That's a reason. That's
one
of the reasons.
And some other people passed away.
And some other people passed away shortly after that.
At the same times.
And then
Poppy's eating all her dog food right now.
That's a good year for Poppy.
Mm-hmm. It is a good year for Poppy.
I don't know. I think that's it. And also the ticks are here forever and they're invading our house. So
no, I mean, also like I got sick for like 3 or 4 weeks. And
I think it was
not
a month.
Not COVID.
You hurt your back pretty bad.
It still hurts.
So there's been a lot of like sickness thrown in with all the grief, which was really hard to deal with. But
teaching through grief
on the upside now. I'm sure.
Are we?
We're hoping. We're not talking about all your problems, are we? Some of those can't be talked about.
No.
Stay tuned for future episodes.
Yes, podcast in the future.
In the meantime, this is a song that goes out for grief and sadness.
What's that thing called? I can't remember.
Okay, I knew what the song was. Mom does not know.
I don't know. It's grief and sadness. I want to know what the instrument's called. Can't remember.
A whale phone?
A Christmas gift.
It's not a whale phone.
A whale.
It's a...
A bomb. Whale bomb.
Whale bomb.
Automaton.
I don't know.
Automatone.
Automatone.
Yeah.
It would fit in well with the knick-knack shelf.
Oh, wait, I forgot that it does this.
Can I be the listener, the viewer, for a moment? And in their brain, they're going, what the... Why we come
what
back?
The F?
Why do we come back for more?
Because they missed us so much.
Yeah.
We're sorry we've been gone so long, but 2024 has sucked. So that's the main reason.
Next year's gonna be great.
Yes,
I think my theory is every 4 years sucks. 2016 was not my year either.
Oh, that year was a bad year too.
Okay,
for reasons that we can't get into here because of
Nathan has
some
a list.
Person dump.
You should be scared.
Because America collectively took
a
dump.
Wait, you have a...
I've got topics.
He has a list.
Oh, God.
Yeah, that's why 2024...
The intervention is about to be...
I thought he was writing in his journal, which he doesn't do. And I was like, what is that? He's like, I'm getting ready for the podcast. I'm like, oh, boy.
Things that I have realized in 2024. I need to be more in touch with friends.
Oh, same.
And tell them how I feel about them.
Oh.
Fast forward.
Love you,
buddy. I haven't
really
done that yet. Some things never change.
You had a friend over.
I did have a friend over for the memorial. We had Jake's memorial last weekend, and then a friend of ours stopped down here and on Monday, and we played some music, and it was fun. So that was good.
And you put music out
this week. I put music out this week for the first time in a long time.
Promo!
It was like a song from like 2003 or something like that that I finally finished. So every 20 years,
check it
it's
out.
Fine.
On YouTube.
I have listened to it 12 times. It's on my most played list.
And then reasons, you're the one. Reasons, I was the other one. That the year is looking up is that the memorial was great, and we got to see some old people that we haven't seen in a long time. I got to connect with some friends
Not
from
old
high school.
People.
Well, they're pretty old now.
Oldish.
Yeah, you know, we started talking about body pains and stuff like that.
Aches and pains.
And also on that same day, somebody who shall go unnamed won a tournament. Woo. For the first time, I think. Woo-hoo. So that was pretty cool.
We've named James before.
We have James.
Yeah, he
okay.
exists in the canon.
In the disc tournament.
Dramatic sphere. Dramatic sphere.
Yes.
It was cold out.
One day, maybe we can laugh at 2024 as one of the funniest years on history.
No, probably
in
not.
In history?
But
on
we'll
record.
Just be okay. We survived
that.
It.
Yeah. 2025, though, looking pretty good.
I'm just going to burn through this list right away because I don't want to keep...
Oh, my God. Oh, Poppy, are you okay?
Oh, no. Oh, the first ever technical sabotage in a podcast.
Oh, my Lord.
Did it break
it's
anything?
It's okay, Poppy. No, Poppy's okay. scared, though.
No, you got pulled out.
I did?
You're the only one who got lost. Oh. Poppy, come here. You're okay. There's a lot of cords and you have a tail.
This might not be a good spot for Poppy to hang out.
Where is she supposed until James gets back?
Oh, dear.
Let's put up here.
All right.
That was scary.
I can't believe in all of our podcasts, we've never had someone trip on a cord. It finally happened. You're okay.
I can't believe that $500 piece of equipment didn't like
is
hit the ground.
Is it actually $500?
Yeah.
Sure. Oh my God, 2024, you suck.
No, it's getting better. It didn't fall. The speaker cables held it from hitting the ground because that would have definitely broken something.
Mom, could you kick her bed to me? Maybe that would help.
No, I can get up. Right.
Anyway, continuing on. Unfazed. Now that my microphone is plugged back in. I might try to start another podcast.
Ooh.
Nobody else knows about this, though.
Except our five fans.
Well, because like back in 2011.
A solo podcast?
No. I don't know. Back in 2011, we registered a domain name, like some friends of mine and Jake included in that. And we were going to do like a music review podcast.
Oh.
But we never ended up doing it. We tested one thing one time, recorded stuff, and then we're like, I don't even know how to put a podcast out. Because those were the early days or whatever. But who knows? Probably won't do it.
That'd be cool. Unrelated question. Where the heck is my pot filter?
It's on the
Same.
Microphone.
I know, but I'm not hitting it with my face repeatedly.
I don't have one either.
Intensely.
That's great.
It.
I can see your face. Don't worry about it.
Wait, what would this podcast be about?
Music, right?
No, probably not. Oh. I don't know yet.
Oh.
What would we call
it? We already have the It's Nothing podcast.
Yeah, well, this would be something else that's nothing.
You can't have a second one. We've cornered the market on there.
It was going to be like a music review podcast where we just review things like albums and stuff like that.
Yeah.
And just talk about them or discuss them. And like there was going to be like a thing called like the knee-jerk reaction or something like that. But that was like, I don't know, it'd have to be topical and keep on it. And we never would have done that. But this could be something where it's along the lines of that and then something else that I was kind of talking about one time of doing like a solo podcast of like just reviewing albums as like what they mean to me and stuff. But I don't know. We'll see.
So,
I haven't broached
this
topic
music.
With anybody.
No, but those are all music related.
Yeah, it's music related.
Oh, that was literally some music related? But no, play it back. Oh,
yeah.
My God.
It's called The Tambourine.
Look at those spikes.
That's nothing but a giant white bar.
I need a drumstick. I can't reach it.
What?
Wait.
And then what?
I just noticed that you stole my computer background.
I did. I liked it, so I took it. And then it only works on one monitor for some reason.
All right.
Wow, and then I made a list enough. Of, because I never do this stuff, I'm just going to get it out of here, and then I'm going to go back to not making any sense whatsoever. Things to look forward to for the rest of the year. We may have somebody visiting from another country. That's pretty cool.
I think that's set in stone.
It's set in stone.
What?
But the internal United States Your brother.
Oh, okay.
Our number two.
I thought you meant like
number two fan.
Grew up
in another country.
Number two fan, maybe number one.
I think
fan?
Henry might have overwhelmed.
Yeah. Well, that's funny you mentioned that because number two is Henry's graduation from college.
Yay!
Is another thing to look into. Number three, a psych conference.
Woo!
Because we're psychologists. Oh my god!
Is it a conference or a convention?
It's
what
a convention.
Is a conference? What is a convention for psych? I want to know this. Actually,
I don't think we can talk about it anymore.
No, I think we've disclosed all
we can. No, I
want
to know what it is.
Everyone's gonna be there.
You guys don't know what it is.
We do, but there's only one of them in the entire country.
There is only one
permanent time. But
what will you do there?
We'll talk about psychology and probably spend a lot of money.
Buying what? Psych t-shirts.
I'm not going to spend any money. What are you talking about?
Yeah, you will.
Yeah, you will.
And it wasn't expensive.
No.
You've got to at least get one psych t-shirt with a pineapple on it.
I will get something signed.
A tiny poop house. Tiny poop houses.
I think if we use that accent as we go up to the signing table, they'll sign something better. Tiny poop houses.
They'll be like, it's small, you idiots. Smell poop house.
See, you're really good at
it. Can I get into your small? I'm not going.
What if they have like mysteries for you to solve?
That would be fun.
Cases.
That is a possibility.
That would be amazing.
I don't.
You guys will not do
that. That's all I have. Thanks.
That's your whole list.
That's my list. I went through really quickly.
Oh, there was more stuff on there.
Was there?
I saw more than three things. That was more than three things.
I mean, that was at least four.
Oh, four. Okay.
I had one other thing on there, but I didn't really want to say it.
Called it.
Oh.
It was murder.
Murder
of ticks.
Yeah, tick murder. It's the year of the tick.
It's really gross.
Nathan likes murdering them,
making me itchy.
Cutting them popping half. Their head off with a
a
quarter.
Oh my god!
I know, it's so weird.
And the creepy thing is, I didn't do that to the last one. I just flushed it down the toilet. Good. So hopefully, I don't find that one later in my beehole.
You
what? Well, how clean is your beehole?
It can't come back from the sewer.
We don't know that.
Could you
find
it?
Could I find the tick in my beehole? Because
we've learned there's butt hair in the world.
Oh my god.
Call back.
Oh my god. We need to move on to a new topic.
No. But okay, if you had a tick in that location, you might not be able to see it if the forest.
That is true.
So just saying.
There's a tick in my beehole. There's a tick in my beehole.
No.
What?
No. That's so bad.
Wow.
I'm going to have to cut that out.
No, I don't think
this
so.
This is going to be the most edited podcast in our existence.
So bad.
This would be the first one that's ever edited.
No, you had at least one other one.
Beeps don't count.
Beep, 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 beep.
Stop plowing into the microphone.
Well, you said I had to tell the story once we did a podcast. So we fostered a dog named Charlie, and he was a sweet little friend.
Fostered a bunch of dogs.
It's 9-month old dog I've ever seen.
Charlie was the first one.
Did not meet Charlie, but Charlie came from really rough living situation. And
Wait, rough?
That's what I was trying to see. You got it.
Okay.
And we're supposed to bathe the dogs when they get off the transport because they come from down south.
Oh, God.
See, you all remembered the story now.
Yeah, the year the chick started then.
And I gave him a good bath. Some dead fleas turned up in the water. It's like, oh, this is horrifying. And then...
Did the bath kill the fleas or were they already dead?
They were alive. So we put flea tick preventative on at that point. And then I'm starting to notice that he had a lot of skin issues because he had survived a dog attack. So he had a lot of scars. But... like there's a lot of little bumps, bumps, and then I look closer to the first one and it's a huge engorged tick. It's like gross, and I get it off.
Yeah.
How do you remove a tick properly?
You need tweezers.
Do you grip it by the head?
No, you got to go like into the skin.
Oh my god, poor Charlie.
Yeah, but he didn't react at all. Thank God. If he had reacted strongly,
that's because they numb it a bit, don't they?
No, I think it was more he was just the chillest dog I've ever met.
That's
weird. He just didn't react to anything. But then, so then I'm investigating his whole body because now I'm paranoid that there are ticks. And I found one, two, four. And at this point, James walks in and I'm like, please help me. Like, oh, no, I don't have experience with this. So then I'm there alone picking ticks off. And then I see one because this is an unneutered dog in an undisclosed location with a B and an S. And
B and an S.
B.
Balls. Ball sack.
Sack.
And
or was it just balls?
Balls. And it's, you know, a pretty big tick. It's pretty deep in there.
Wait, did you say tick?
Tick.
Okay,
tick.
All right.
It's a pretty big...
tick with a T.
Tick. pick. And so then I'm going with the tweezers. I'm like, oh my God, I can't do this. And he doesn't react at all, really. But, and I yanked that sucker out of there and it was massive. It was massive.
Again, the tick was massive.
It bled a little bit. Yeah.
Okay.
The nasty
tick.
Ugh.
Hopefully that's the last time.
So that was horrible.
Wow, pulling ticks off of bowls.
Yeah, that was a new, that was a first time lived experience for me.
That reminds me of a song. I'm pulling ticks off of balls. They're bloody as balls. Ticks off of balls. Balls. Ow! That one's for you, Ben. God.
I don't know if that was better.
I like your other story better.
What was my other story?
I thought you were going to tell the story about visiting Bryce at work.
With ticks?
No, no ticks involved.
Well, I can tell that. That's unrelated to the tick.
Yeah, yeah, I want to move on from ticks. Ticks are gross.
Again, you want to move on from ticks with a T.
Did we turn the oven on? That's what I need to know.
Oh, I'll go turn the oven on.
That was my face.
Oh, we can do a commercial break? All right, commercial break.
Okay.
Boop, 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 boop. Have you ever crocheted before? You should, because you could make a hat that's twice as big as your head and no one has to see you. You'll put the hat over your face and you're gone. Only $60 to make a single hat. Takes you like 3 weeks or less. Maybe more. We have a delightful customer who would like to speak to the quality of our crochet.
It's amazing! I love it so much!
Buy your crochet hat kit today! $2,222.
Wait. This might be breaking news.
That one was already on, wasn't it?
What?
Was it already on?
No.
Oh. Good call then.
But it's confusing because of the time of the day and the temperature that it was going to set it at. I was like, wait, that's the wrong temperature anyway. But I was confused. I was like,
Fair.
Did Camille just set it to the wrong temperature?
You're okay.
But anyway, when did you start that particular habit that you've started now?
With crocheting?
Yeah. Was that 2024 or 2023?
That was the same week that Jake passed away.
2024.
Yeah. I was trying to make a... Well, I guess this is both a funny and sad story, but Nathan is just going somewhere right now.
He's helping with the dog bed.
As a way to process my own grief, I crochet a lot because it's calming, and I wanted to make Nathan a hat because Jake loved to wear beanies. And I made a hat, and part of why our commercial is about making big hats is the first hat went down to my chin. And it was a little too big. And then I...
Now, to be fair, you do have a shorter face than most people. But a large head, so...
That was an unflattering combination.
I'm just kidding. It's like an alien head.
So then I fixed the formula, you might say, and then it was almost the same exact size. So
yeah, so it was much smaller.
So I did not succeed.
That was good, though.
Cool looking with music notes on it.
Yeah.
It's a hot
and it's super soft.
It is very, very warm.
Your head sweats fast. Yeah. So
even though there's lots of air holes in it.
Yeah, they're
like just the way that works, but it's still like ventilation. Oh.
Jeez.
You're playing a song too?
She was playing a song.
That was Poppy.
Poppy does not like
the
whale.
Like that. Okay.
Okay. Right, back to the good story.
Well, wait, what?
Oh.
What was good?
Visiting Bryce. It was funny.
I visited the brother who
this
works
is like
at
a this
restaurant.
Is like a shotgun like catch up of what's going on this year.
I visited after work, but it was like 3 p.m. because it was a weird work day. After my work, and Bryce was working as a bartender. So I sat at the bar so I could hang out with him, and I ordered my child's lemonade and, what else did I get? The three cheese tortellini off the, kids.
Ooh, is that good?
It was fine.
Wait, this is making a lot more sense now.
I didn't know about the tortellini.
Well, I don't actually know if it was the kids section, but it was the simplified options or whatever. So I like all of their food. Their sauce is a little too sweet for me, but...
Fair.
And I'm just eating bread and reading a book. And hanging out with Bryce at the bar. And I honestly don't fully remember how the story goes. But I believe, then Bryce's slightly taller and older manager walks up to him, and they have a short conversation that looks kind of tense, and then they separate, and then Bryce comes up and goes, so my manager was asking me why I allowed someone under the age of 21 to sit at the bar. And I told him that you were 26, and oh gosh, how he phrased it was so important. Gosh, do you remember? And then the manager said, I don't think I believe you, but that's okay, and then walked away.
Something like that.
So if you want an underage drink at any bar, anywhere nearby, hit us up in the chat comments. Hit us up in the comments and we'll pass along that location.
Where you can have underage. lemonade and tortellini
at the bar.
And be judged.
Yeah. I did feel a little judged. And I mean, I was sitting there in my work clothes.
To be fair, you work at a clown school.
I do not work at a clown school.
And you're wearing a clown hat and you had your clown nose on still.
You just look so young. But I thought it was funny.
Yeah.
Someday it will stop happening.
No.
Someday.
I don't think it will.
I don't get carded anymore, so.
Even with gray hair, because it's a style now.
Oh.
You just never know. I mean, it's kind of still in style, but not fully.
Yeah, you shouldn't pay for gray hair. Don't get me started.
I thought it was funny because then I was sitting there, and it's like, there's like no rush. 3 p.m. is not a busy time. Like, there weren't people who wanted to sit there that I was taking the seat from. Reading my book.
He's worried you're breaking the law.
Breaking the law.
Drinking alcoholic lemonade.
See, and I thought it was only a problem if you sit at the bar and you order alcohol and you're underage. I didn't think it was an issue if you just sat at the bar and ate stuff.
You just need to have your parents with you.
I mean, if you're under 21, 18. You shouldn't be in the bar anyway. So that's part of the problem.
But it wasn't a bar. Like, it's a restaurant in a bar with a restaurant.
It's very weird that he said anything, especially at 3 p.m.
Yeah.
There's probably no one there.
What's that child doing in here? It's school time.
Get that kid back to school.
Nathan had the good idea. We should have called and been like, so there's a sting operation happening with this girl that goes around to bars and she's like 26, but she looks 10. And then you get busted for serving her liquor. And then they would have freaked out.
The lemonade variety.
But the lemonade. They actually had pretty good lemonade. I'm sick of going to places and asking for lemonade, and it's the soda-y crap. It's gross. I don't like it. Yeah, I don't like a fizzy. Who has fizzy lemonade?
I like that.
Where we went with the twins, the pinball.
Oh, okay.
Arcade. Yeah, their lemonade was just fizzy. Because
it's probably out of their soda dispenser.
Yeah, it was probably just like.
It's not good. I want real lemonade.
Sprite or something. Yeah.
Even in the winter, you like real lemonade.
I love lemonade. I will forever strive after what I had in Ohio. Nothing will replace or can live up to the Ohio.
I'm gonna go back to Ohio.
I'm going back to Ohio.
Poppy got excited by that.
You want to go to Ohio?
Yes.
Yes, Mama.
I would like.
That's to not the DP.
The DP.
She thinks something's happening.
Oh, you want to talk to the mic?
Say hi, Poppy. Say hi.
Oh, she licked it.
Gross.
That's perfect.
She had moment. You're in the podcast.
I licked that microphone.
That was a Poppy lick. She licked the microphone.
That'll be the beep for this podcast.
She jumped up on Margaret. Now she's shaking her head.
Ew. What about your funny stories, Mom? Remember that time you traveled and got sick for a month?
That wasn't very funny.
No. Remember when you crocheted and you ran out of yarn?
That wasn't very funny.
We did take a fun trip this year that, like, you know, after all the bad stuff happened, we took a fun trip.
We did?
That was partially fun, I think.
Where'd we go?
We went to L.A.
Oh, yeah, that was fun.
It was only like a, you know, 3-hour drive to L.A.
L.A. was cool.
From where we are in California.
Yeah, it wasn't. Yeah, you didn't have to fly.
Yeah,
it was a nice
definitely
walk.
Didn't have to fly. It was a good, well, it was a drive. It was 3 hours.
It was warm, and there was hiking trails and fun small children.
And we got to go to the ocean.
That's cool. Ocean. I got to put my feet in briefly.
We were driving around and my cousin was like telling us about how sometimes when they're filming things, you'll just see like a car with some cameras mounted on it and then like two like sprinter vans behind it. And then like out of nowhere, there's this car. And like actually first we saw like the California Highway Patrol people just like blocking an intersection.
There was an accident.
Yeah, like waving people through frantically like, what the hell's going on? I'm like, oh my God, we better get through this. And we did. And then Peter's like, I think that is actually a film crew. Like, they're blocking the way for a film crew coming through. And then we looked, and there was. And there was some old beat-up, like,
Toyota
Corolla or something like that. And they're right behind us. And then we're just driving. We lost them a little bit. And then Camille's like,
"What are you doing? Pull over! We want to see what's going on."
After she was like not really caring
speeding
too
up
much.
And speeding up or driving his normal fastness. I don't know, but it seemed like he was speeding up. He definitely wasn't slowing down. I'm like, "Slow down! They're right behind us!" And he didn't slow down. So I was like, "Pull over!" And then we saw them go by, and then they did a U-turn.
Yeah, they turned around at like a roundabout or something. I don't know what it
was. And it looked like some creepy people running around in a creepy sedan.
It was a CSI episode.
Maybe.
It was exciting.
We did see secret signs out there for like where they're filming things. Like there's a TV show called 911 something or other.
Oh.
And like the signs for it for filming, they don't just like put a sign like 911 to the right.
So it's like Bridget's birthday.
Yeah, it's a W-Y-E, which is like...
WWE? Because
they say like... No, they say like 911, what's your emergency? So it was for what's your emergency? So people wouldn't figure it out. But he pointed that out, and I was like, "Oh, that's pretty. That's interesting. But it was a very weird place out there at first, and then I kind of got used to it and liked it after a while.
So you want to move back?
I want to go back. I don't want to move there.
Move back? We never lived there.
Yeah, we never lived there.
In California.
Yeah, but not in LA.
No, right.
Yeah. Did we?
It's a little pricey.
God. I brought a bad toy for this.
Is it a squeaky toy?
It was $800,000 for a small shed.
Oh, small houses are really expensive out there.
Yes.
And there's some weird ones on hills, like on stilts that are just like barely touching the side of a hill. And then,
oh my God. Yeah. The whole house was like on stilts. John.
What? Yeah, your mom kept saying it was like that.
Some of the driving was weird. Like, and the houses with the long, super steep driveways, but I don't know. They were a little bit wider driveways and roads than St. John's.
Have we had a podcast since we went there?
No.
Oh, my God.
I think you're leaving the next day.
We haven't?
Yeah, because we talked about it. We don't know if we're going to get to go.
Oh, yeah.
We got to go. P.S.
Mom wanted to murder me, at least half of it. But
I did not.
Why did you make me drive here? You didn't. You weren't happy with me.
I didn't want to murder you. No. The driving was just very stressful.
It was.
But she helped by going like, "It's only one more mile. It's only one more mile. One more mile." And then
I lied.
She later told me that the miles were a lot longer than she let on. But the driving there was terrifying because it's you have to drive on the left side of the road, and they're the narrowest roads I've ever seen.
And cliffs.
There are hairpin turns and cliffs on both sides. And then crazy people in Jeeps coming at you very fast. And luckily there was almost no traffic or we definitely would have died.
Yeah. Yes. Well, okay. I actually
swear I was used to it by the last day, then we were leaving.
Well, the funniest part to me is whenever I drive anywhere in a semi suddenly or a large construction vehicle is behind me, I flash back to when we were being pursued through the jungles of the island at full speed by a huge construction vehicle for 15-20 minutes?
Yeah.
To the most obscure place. Like, we kept thinking they're gonna turn, and they kept following us all the way across.
And they would
the
not
island.
Slow down.
No, they
didn't want to go slow.
So fast. It was very scary.
I think the worst part actually was leaving. I was like sun smoked or whatever you call it, like so tired from all the sun and
I was dried out.
And we had a car problem the day before we left, so it was
slightly stressful.
Yeah. And then we show up at the airport and they acted like it was a customs thing. Like we were in the US. This is the United States
of
Virgin Islands. And they were like, What have you been doing here? I'm like, going to the beach? And he's like, what have you been doing here? I'm like, we were swimming. He's like, what were you doing here? It starts with a B. And I'm like, vacationing? And he's like, okay, good job. Where are you going? And I was like,
No, you missed the most important part. Why did you come? And then you went, it was my birthday. It was my 50th birthday. Yeah.
It was for my 50th birthday. And he's staring at my driver's license. He's like, you are not 50 and this is not your birthday. And I was like, whoa, we couldn't come because of COVID. And he's like, oh my God. And then he's like, so where are you going? And I was like, Texas or whatever our next, cause we had a, layover somewhere. And I thought if I would have said Wisconsin, I'd be like, no, you're not going to Wisconsin. You're going to Texas. And then you're going to Wisconsin. And I was like,
in California,
but whatever. I was like, Texas. And he's like, No, he's just shaking his head. And I was like, he's like, good job. And then gave us our shit back. And then he just sit there staring at us. And it's like, are we allowed to go? And he's like, do you want me to ask more questions? Like, no, yes. No, not at all. And meanwhile, Margaret's like, what are you doing, Mom? But like, it was the weirdest experience I've ever had. It was so stressful.
I wasn't doing, what are you doing, Mom? I'm just standing next to her going, I'm an adult and I'm not answering any of these questions. Because Mom's being interrogated, I'm just going to stand here.
It was so bad. I think the guy was a total dick, but whatever.
Okay, the weirdest part to me, too, is when James traveled recently, and I can't remember what airport it was, but he went, these people are so happy with their jobs and having a great time. They live on a beautiful island, and these people were so angry at that airport. It was They did not want us to be there, so that's part of it.
Even though we spend money there and keep their economy going.
It was, okay, one of the most beautiful things I've ever seen, also one of the most unwelcoming experiences of my life.
Yeah.
It's a weird contrast. We got to go to a different island.
And we went to as many beaches as we possibly could.
Yes.
And found the most amazing one. And then we couldn't get back there because
which was so sad.
Broken Jeep.
Yeah.
We saw sea turtles. We swam with sea turtles. We swam with them.
It was beautiful. Wild sea turtles.
My only problem was it was so warm there.
It was really warm.
It was so warm. And the water was so warm. And
you
the only way
cold.
We cooled off was in our... our single room with an air conditioner. We would crank the AC, shut our bedroom door, and sit in there. And then we were cool. And we bought ice cream. Dove ice cream bars will forever live in my memory.
We also had good food because
we couldn't eat out there because of me and Margaret. And
they just had a lot of meat. There's a lot of meat restaurants.
Ain't nothing wrong with meat.
And I've seen some posts because I'm still following that place on Facebook.
Yeah.
And it's like $12.99 for a little pint of strawberries. Like, oh my God.
I can't believe anyone can
afford to live there.
It's
so expensive.
It's so expensive.
I mean, it makes some sense because they have to fly it in on an airplane. Yeah. But
or boats.
Still. Or a very big boat.
So it's like you live in paradise, but everything is inconvenient and expensive, and you feel like you're going to fall off a cliff every 5 seconds.
Yes.
So, you know, there's
that. It was a great experience.
It was very cool.
And I was not mad at you.
No, I was kidding, but it just, I think because we could only have one driver because we didn't want to pay the extra $150 so that I could also drive. Mom definitely got the bad end of the deal. I'm just sitting on the side in our fun Jeep going, whee!
No, you weren't. You were like, oh my God, Mom's going to drive off the road.
Well,
okay,
I was also fully looking for donkeys at all times.
Donkeys
on the island.
There were donkeys wandering around and a lot of chickens, like
everywhere.
Wild
chickens? Ish chickens?
What would you call them? I don't know.
Dumpster chickens. They were dumpster chickens. They did live near the
dumpster chickens.
Yeah. There were a lot by the dumpster.
Yeah. It was a very cool place, but...
I'll never forget our drive back to our place because we did it so many times. Okay, then it's a slight right. Then we go back to the left. Then we pass the dumpster.
Like, you don't remember it? I'm like, nope.
No, I'm just trying to stay on the right side of the road.
And then she made me drive extra to go see the sunset, but it was worth it.
Yeah, that's when I thought Mom would kill me.
We have to drive back into town.
In the dark?
In the dark.
Yeah.
Yeah, that would have sucked.
But it was pretty.
We didn't stay in the dark.
But the speed limit was slow, though, right? It was like 25.
Yeah, none of the locals that live there full time go that speed. They're like 35, 40.
Yeah.
Just terrifying.
Yeah.
But yeah, you could definitely tell who was vacationing there and who lived there.
There also might have been a near death experience.
Oh, yeah, with the hike. The hike from hell. We went down to hell and back.
Oh, we're going to hike to the beach. I don't remember where we got info on that hike, but...
It was it was in in the book that all these vacation verbos or VIRBO for
whatever.
The older folks.
Shut up.
That they have the recommendations. VIRBO. Oh, we loved this hike.
And petroglyphs. Is that the right word?
Yes, petroglyphs, yeah.
And ruins and a jungle and a... Yep. Beach that sucked.
That was very
bad.
At the
end.
Yeah.
And then all the way back, you could see those same things. So conceptually, it had a lot of cool things.
In a single bathroom.
But we were smart and started early, like before 8, I think.
It was either 7:30 or 8, yeah.
Which you have to do. And I was so dehydrated and like Margaret had to run back to the car, run, walk.
Run up a mountain.
to get me more water because I could not get it. I couldn't make it. We were like heat exhausted.
Oh yeah, severely heat exhausted. I guess the saddest part of it is why I said we went to hell is because you get to the bottom and you've climbed down a mountain basically, and then you get to the beach and it wasn't a very pretty beach and it smelled and it's hot water.
Yes.
So you get into the water.
The beach was hot water?
Yeah.
All the
then you can't drink anything. So and there's no water to drink. No, there's nothing.
And so you, and
we're like, this sucks. It's
hot
and bad rating. We gave it a bad beach rating.
So let me get this straight. You went to paradise and you're complaining about going to paradise.
Yeah, kind of. But halfway, but the best part is like halfway back, I'm dying so much, I like took my shirt off and was wearing my jog bra.
Same.
It was probably not a pretty sight.
Oh, we were bright red.
I mean, it's 100% humidity at this point. And it was close to 90 probably by then. Yeah. 90 degrees, even though there was some shade.
And he's so
And
humid.
Then there's some people my age coming down the trail. They had 50. Just started at like 10:30 or 11, yeah. Which means by it's the time they get to the beach, they're in high sun. Mm-hmm. We're like, I literally Turn was like, back. You're going to die. Don't do it. And then the guy, it was a guy and two women
two guys and a woman. Two ladies.
Yeah. I don't know. They just like, ha, and kept going. It was like, and they had not sufficient water. They had like a tiny water bottles, like swerve up ones or something.
Yeah,
we didn't bring enough water either, but we had full on.
We had both had two water bottles. Yeah. Yours were a little small, but well, I thought you were gonna say that at that point. Shortly after that, I just started lying to mom again because she was doing so bad, and she's like, "Oh, we got it." I'm like,
"It's one more turn, one more turn." Yeah, I caught on to that after a while,
and she kept snapping, "No, it's not." And at one point I took a picture of just like me with mom in the background just because I was trying to like take it, you know, capture the moment of the suffering. And I found the picture and I'm just, there's so many active sweat drips on my face that it looks like I'm in a shower. Ooh. I'm bright red and mom is hunched over like barely walking.
I need this picture.
Yeah, we just
I want to see this picture.
I'm half smiling, but it's a rough Well, at one point I went, mom, let's take a picture. She went, no.
I was just barely trying to stay on my feet, man. That was pretty bad.
No, it was bad. It's funny now.
I wonder how many people actually die there. And they're like, oh, they never came back to their VRBO. Oh, well.
Well, and they
wonder where they went.
I wonder where they went.
Maybe they died in the ruins.
But the petroglyphs were so cool, and you could just go halfway down and not go to the beach, and it wouldn't have been so killer.
That is actually what we told the other old people. That's what we told them, yeah. So maybe they listened to us.
I was just glad it had like a little six of us.
Waterfall / trickle of water.
That was last fall.
That was last. We haven't had a podcast since October
27th, 2023.
Wow. Gosh, there must be some other important stories we're forgetting.
We're going to lose all our fans otherwise.
Yeah, that's true. If you were worried, mom is not making lasagna, but she is making pizza.
Pizza!
Oh, God. Pizza and ticks. Pizza and ticks. Pizza, pizza, pizza and ticks. Bye, Mac Mills.
Cue she's all the microphones on the drum set being knocked over.
Oh, God.
Not sure what she's reaching for here. She's getting a drumstick. Okay. Oh, my God. There's a drumstick.
Pizza.
Somehow, like, I've moved to.
Uncle Ben said he likes our instruments.
Yeah, the Uncle one that Ben you guys doomed us.
I was only doing this for, no, for Ben.
Can you hear it?
Yeah.
All right, I'll behave myself.
As she's still holding the drumstick.
If I've learned one thing about Camille, you can't take the drumstick out of her hand.
No.
She's like,
I want
to
be a drummer. If only I had any musical talent.
The rhythm.
Just don't drum the microphone. Or your face. Oh my God. She's trying to do this with the drumstick.
That sounds kind of cool.
Does it?
Yeah.
Yeah.
What happens if you flick both sides at once?
It's not my fault.
I don't know what you're doing with the drumstick now, but
I'm trying to drum.
I don't know, but you look really weird.
thus ended the stories of today. Now we are on to the stories of tomorrow.
Oh, in other fun news, this is the year of the concert.
The concert.
For me.
This year is of the concert.
2024, for year of the concert.
We have one on Tuesday.
P.S. Bryce.
On Tuesday. Bryce may or may not be going.
He said, what concert?
Even though I texted and said, hey.
I responded.
A week away warning. Yeah, nobody responded until I said something about it. Stop hitting the microphone.
It's fun. Drumstick.
Hit your leg with it. There you go. All right. How does that feel?
Probably feels nice.
I went and saw Jesus Jones, who I've liked since I was 13 years old and never saw. So that was pretty cool. They're all old. But it was really cool. I got to meet them all and stuff. That was neat. And then I went to see Matthew Sweet a couple weeks ago. And then the opener for that is named Abe Partridge. And he has some really weird ass songs. And
Camille's not a fan. Concert?
But, you know, it was good. What?
We went to a concert.
You went to a concert together.
I think. Wasn't that this year?
Which one? The drum thing?
I'm having a mind blank.
Wow, me too.
We went to a concert.
But we're also going to see, or I am anyway, to see the Pixies. And I don't know, there will probably be other ones. But it's a fun
Cheek
time.
Cheekface.
And Cheekface, yeah.
Cheekface.
What did we go to?
I don't know. God.
Are you going on Tuesday?
Where was it? Don't say where it was.
Oh, I am not going Tuesday.
I didn't think so.
I have to sleep on weeknights.
Or any other undisclosed time and place.
Yeah, it's timeless when it is.
Timeless.
Oh, God. What show were you thinking of? Like, where was?
Oh my God, we went to a show. I don't know where.
Was it me?
I don't know how.
Or did you go someone else?
It was you.
Was it
a small venue? We only go to small venues. A
small venue. What kind of music was it?
In another state, maybe? Question mark.
In another state.
No. Well, we went and saw Ben Queller, but that was
This year, wasn't it?
No, it was in November of last year.
Ben Queller. Okay, maybe that's what I'm thinking of.
Yeah, I think so. That was good.
I don't know.
Ben Queller.
That's one where there's these two annoying people next to us that kept talking during slowest, quietest song that he was playing, and the people kept going, shh, and he actually stopped the song in the middle of the song and said, that's just like Ben Queller fans to shush other people during stuff. It's a concert. It's fine. You can do what you do. You can talk if you want to. You can listen.
Can do what
whatever.
You do.
It's cool.
These are all beat up, man.
Yeah,
it's all rough. Is that just from hitting?
It's
from
cymbal, the hi-hat.
I feel like the edge here.
Don't feel too close. You'll get a splinter.
Yeah. It feels awful.
That's where you hit the cymbal with.
Oh. That's why I was like, did I buy you crappy drumsticks?
No.
I don't even know what these ones about, but.
I'm not going to get back in.
No.
Mom immediately is reaching out.
Because you're going to keep it for me so I can't
drum. Give me my security stick.
I got to be able to hit the drums.
Why are you doing that now? Again, now Margaret was trying to do this with a drumstick.
We had another concert, but
I don't know. Maybe I don't remember now. Jeez.
I was just gonna say that your shrine to all of your weird figurines are the ones on the top shelf, the favorites.
Yes.
I don't know. Yes, I mean.
I don't know. I mean, yes.
Mock me with them there.
I got a cool piece of artwork.
Maybe it's the Jake concert.
Oh, yeah, that was January.
Yeah,
that was the first concert of the year to see Jake. Yep.
He's a good drummer.
Yep.
So good.
It was the first time I got to see him drum in a long, 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 long time.
And the nicest person in the world.
Yes.
As we learned at his memorial.
As many, many, many people believe.
Mm-hmm. And then the day after that, they did a 3-hour tribute show on the radio station that he worked at. And that was cool. And then
Nathan has a recording of that.
I have the recording of it.
Do you?
Yep. I was finally able to. It's like, stop it. I was finally able to open the file and save it off as an MP3, so it's smaller. But it was like it was like over 2 gigabytes of stuff.
He had to clean out his hard drives today.
I had no gigs left.
I liked the woman and the devils and my husband. That one was fun.
What?
What?
The devil is in my husband. I don't remember what it's called. Do I have my phone?
I don't know what you're talking about now.
It's raining shit.
No, like the fourth to last song on it. The devil's in my husband and the doctor says, dude.
Oh, what are you talking about
at the tribute show. That was from the tribute show.
The devil's in my husband.
One of the songs they played.
Oh, on the radio. Yeah, okay. Wow, I just totally lost
that's what we were talking
where
about.
I was. Yeah.
She's playing that on her playlist now.
I added it to my playlist.
Yes. I forget the band name now, but it was like
The devil's in
they were all very obscure.
A female punk band that was like the answer to like all of the male punk people from like, it was like from 1982, but it sounded like it could have been released today.
Yes.
I thought it was for Women's Week. Whatever that is.
Women's Week?
Yeah, he was helping play those songs for Women's Week, where they would play a bunch of anti-men music.
No, it wasn't anti-men. It was just women-centric music, like bands that were fronted by women or all women.
Anti-feminism is not anti-men.
The devil is in my husband.
Wait, anti-feminism?
Oh.
I think you meant feminism is not anti-men.
Anti-feminism would probably be pro-men.
I don't think we can do this in here anymore. We have to have like a skirt jacket or something.
There so I can have the drums by the drums.
It purposely didn't put anybody behind the drum set for this because it would just be, including myself.
I'm trying to behave.
Because of, are you?
Yes. Okay. It would be way worse if I wasn't behaving.
Margaret, can you describe this?
Poppy,
your headphones. So sad. So his headphones look like he's a robot, and they're about 6 inches off of his head in both directions.
He's running over to grab some artwork.
He's grabbing a thing. He's about to flip it.
Show you.
It is a now cow. Now you describe it. That says a bad word, and then it says cow abductee, and then it's being abducted by an alien ship in a green light.
Good job.
How was that for a description?
Oh my god.
Is that not what it is?
That is what it is, but the description that you gave was like
too literal.
A little weird. It's a cow that's being transported up into a UFO.
That's what I said.
And then above the cow, it's looking at the camera or the person observing, and it says, "Fuck."
See, I can't say swear words.
Why not?
I'm not 21 yet.
You swear all the time.
Your parents are here, so you can swear and drink.
Oh my goodness. So can you explain the significance of the artwork?
Artwork? She said artwork.
The artwork. Well, the aardvark and the antita are here to say that the artwork is just effing cool, man.
It's from a small art shop in a small town near here where we bought new crochet stuff. And Nathan liked
found it
because it's snarky.
Yep.
Are you ready for ASMR?
It sounds very weird.
It's the...
I don't like Nathan's noise.
Why not?
Secret tunnel.
Sounds very weird. She took away my stuff.
I did take away one of Mom's loud things. I like your artwork. You should frame it.
I bought a frame. It's coming tomorrow.
Oh, that was fresh.
Wow. It's green.
Where's it going to go?
I don't know. I have to rearrange a bunch of stuff in here.
You don't do delayed shipping, apparently.
No.
They give me digital credits for that.
I do that sometimes, but this one I just wanted to get up.
You reorganized your basement.
We did organize the other side of the basement.
Is James back?
I would bet he has not come down here, though. He is afraid.
It has been more than 30 minutes, as predicted. Just saying.
He probably got gas.
I changed the time so you can actually see how long we're recording.
It's actually an hour and 49 minutes.
Yes. Yeah.
I did think that once and I didn't externalize that thought.
Wow, you're getting better.
I might go work on pizza crust while you guys finish this up.
I think we're done here.
No, you can keep it going because I got to make the dough.
I feel like we should do our final
It's been 5 months. Okay. You got to give people what they want.
What do they want?
I have no idea. Wait,
why don't we do a speed round of the no laugh? We have 2 minutes each. Speed round.
I don't think people like that much.
No, people hated that.
I didn't get much feedback.
This, like people laugh. Love.
I like it. Yeah, that's going to be really popular. Well, I laugh when I'm
sleep right now.
What are your? Didn't you bring any topics? Because we talked about none of your topics.
None yet.
No. Okay. I think we should talk. You should talk about her amazing puppy adventure because that was funny.
See, you just said people don't like to laugh.
No, they don't like to hear to laugh.
The balls.
What? The puppy adventure. Where she's like, oh, I have a week off of school.
Oh.
How about if I take care of 3 puppies? Because that's a great plan. Okay. I love you. Bye.
Bye. Thanks for joining us.
Leave that drumstick here. That does not go upstairs.
I want a treat. Can we do the next 2 minutes like it's an NPR segment?
Yes.
Okay. Are you the host or am I the host?
You can be the host. I'm the host.
Okay, wait.
Welcome
back.
Wait, no, okay.
You have to redo the intro.
What was the intro?
You coughed. Wasn't the weird...
No, that was me getting my voice warmed up for NPR. That's an intro to an NPR show?
Well, they do... They do... And this time on WPRs.
WPRs, like Washington Public Radio?
CPRs.
Canadian Public Radio?
California Public Radio. It's me.
Canadian Public Broadcasting, CBC.
Michelle.
CBB? No, that's Comedy Bang
Reporting to you live from California.
Michelle?
I can feel the heat of the wildfires.
Feel the heat burning inside you. I don't know the words.
Today we have a special guest to talk about wildfires. It's Michael.
Michael. I'm sorry, that's me. I'm Michael. You can call me Mike for short if you want to. But yeah, I know these wildfires are terrible. Excuse the accent, I'm from the northern part of California.
That's okay, Mike. Some people are saying that you, in fact, started the most recent wildfires.
Well, the firefighting... times up in the Northern California region where I'm from are a little slow. So, yes, in fact, I did start the firefights. The fires because I needed some stuff to do because I was just kind of bored of sitting in my cabin and building bombs. Sorry. I wasn't supposed to talk about that part. But the fires are better than that other thing that nobody mentioned.
So, Mike, what I think you're helping us see is that there's some inequities in your local community, which are being addressed by our other correspondent here today, Jeremy.
That's me. I'm Jeremy. Jeremy. You can call me Jerome for long if you want to, because I just think that people are just getting a little too comfortable with everybody around here.
I thought you were an activist, Jerome.
I am, but I don't think people should get comfortable. I think they should stay in their own little boxes and stop doing stuff to other people.
So, Mike, it sounds like you have some controversy or some conflict with Jerome. Have you two met before?
Well, this is the first time we've met, but actually, we're brothers. I didn't know if you could pick it up, but our accents are similar. We have not met before because... We were twins, but as soon as I was born, I'm the older one. I was whisked away and brought to the small town in Northern California where they just don't believe in fires. There's no heat in homes. There's no gas. There's nothing. Wow. People just do whatever they want.
So I think the goal of today's podcast segment was to really highlight the social inequities happening to these two twins who we did not know coming into this podcast were actually related. We are now going to verify that live on air. All right, the genetic kit, genetics?
I believe my title is geneticist.
Geneticist.
It's okay, has arrived. Though, dearie.
Your name, please, for our listeners.
Jenny the geneticist.
Or Jen for short?
No.
Oh, okay.
How dare you? I worked long and hard for the geneticist title.
So, Jenny.
Easy for you to say. Apparently, you're not a geneticist.
No, I went to school for journalism. But more important than our debate right now is, are they, in fact, twin brothers?
That's right, they are.
Wow. You all heard it live with us here on CPR, California Public Radio. The fire starters and non-fire starters aligned by blood. This is a lesson we could all learn from. Thanks, Jenny and Jerome and Mike for joining us today on CPR. This was Michelle, broadcasting to you live from Washington.
I believe in France they'd call you Michael.
That was originally your name.
Oh, wait, no, they call me Michelle in France. You're Michelle, and so am I.
Are we also related?
It's a single world.
That could also be a chance.
I don't think so. No. You're too short.
I also don't have your accent, so...
You don't have to have the accent to be related.
That was that's your claim.
I'm not a geneticist. I don't know.
I just
assumed because we had similar accents, but now you're putting me on a spot and it's a real tough spot.
All right, Mike, that's all the time we have today. We're moving to our next segment called Music with Me.
Okay, I got
to
go.
Music with Me, broadcasted to you live by someone. I'm out of names. Those are all the names I have in my brain.
Editor's note. She could not think of a name. Another name. To repeat twice for a person's name.
I've got one.
Do
it's
you?
Bob and Music with Me. Off to you, Bob.
Bob, 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 Ran. Bob, 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 Ran. Bob, 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 Ran. Don't you touch that goddamn. It's actually not Bob, Bob. It's Barb, Barb.
Why are you talking? I'm off air. You are now on air, Bob, Bob.
I did all that off air for no reason?
We're broadcasting live, Bob. Bob.
Yes, Bob. That's my name. It is Bob Bob.
You have to introduce the first music segment.
Oh, now in the first music segment, we have a percussionist from the south of Mexico. I don't know where that region is, but they're going to be playing a tambourine solo. Take it away. Could you please introduce yourself first before you start playing?
Hello.
All right, go ahead. All right, well, thank you very much for that intriguing tambourine solo. I'm not really sure what that was. Was the laughing part of that, or was that...
This is meant to be an expression of one's deepest ideals.
What are your deep ideals?
I, as a California born and raised surf? Surf is my name.
Like the class?
No, that's my name.
Your name is Surf.
My name is Surf. My ideals are freedom and enjoyment of music in its rawest form, which is laughter.
Oh, that is a very good point. Not many people think about laughter as music, but it is very musical. It comes from the belly.
That's true.
Through the diaphragm.
That's what my studies showed me.
And out your mouth.
And out your mouth with all the spit and germs that you have in there.
But there's also the Mongolian throat singing.
That I don't have any expertise with. Do you, Bob Bob?
I don't, but I've heard of things. So we'll do that in our next segment. Would you like to take us away with another performance from the solo tambourine?
Yeah, although my accompaniment of the whale trombone, I don't remember what the musician called it because I met them earlier before we walked in here, but it's great.
It's an automaton.
It's an automaton. So we're going to play a piece I like to call flap.
There's a little bit of that Mongolian throat singing.
Flap. Thanks for having me. If you'd like to check out my music, it's on...
And that's all the time we have. We won't be sharing that link to that music because anybody with a tambourine and a stick can make that music as long as they're laughing because laughter is the best medicine.
It's the purest form of music and expression.
I thought we cut their mic. Did we cut their mic? Okay.
And oh, I'm Mac. Thanks, Bob Bob, for your segment. As usual, it was weird. Back to CPR.
CPR?
California Public Radio.
Oh.
You forgot already.
I forgot.
Our next segment will have a dog. Poppy
good
refuses
dog.
To speak. The end. And commercial break.
Oh, my God. Thank God that segment is over. That was a dumpster fire if I've ever heard of it.
Which
so
part?
When I say dumpster fire, I'm here to put out a fire, start fires.
I'm proud.
You're what?
I'm proud.
You're proud?
I'm proud of what I created.
Nice job.
Thanks. As a non-musician, that was some music.
You had some great 16th notes.
Did make me sweat a little. I felt like I was performing.
Isn't life just notes. A performance? Why is the microphone pointing up your nose now?
I spun it upside
down. What happened?
Down.
Oh, my God.
I didn't like how it was. I miss my pot filter. I used to shove my face into it when I got tired.
You're quite close.
I am quite close.
Lots of proximity effect.
That's how NPR sounds in my ears when I'm listening to it. Hello and welcome. It's just like they're too close.
Hello and welcome to NPR.
Yeah, like that. It's just so clean. They have to be within a half a centimeter of the mic the whole time.
I don't know. I think it all depends.
It probably does.
I don't know anything about public radio and recording radio.
You could.
I don't.
Oh.
That'd be fun.
That would be kind of fun. I feel like you could host a segment.
I don't think so. I think we just listened to why I couldn't host a segment.
I do kind of like the gimmick of always, for improv, having your characters have the same name for their first and last name.
You do the gimmick?
I liked that.
Is that a gimmick that people do, or no, is that something you just came up with?
I just came up, genius that I am. Instead of coming up with two names, just do the same one twice. Michelle, Michael.
Why be creative Bob. Twice when you can be creative once?
No, it catches price. People by surprise, right, audience? You weren't expecting me to say the same name twice every time.
The true comedic effect of it is when you just repeat it for every character's name.
Oh, they're all
because
Bob.
They're like, oh my god, they said that the person's name is the first name and last name, and they're the same. Oh, that's so funny. And then the second time it happens, they're like, oh, I saw what they did there. And then the third time, they're like, are they serious? And the fourth time, like, oh my god, this is so gold. Funny.
Although it wouldn't work as well when you're doing it. Well, Bob, welcome to the podcast. Oh, Bob is joining us from North Carolina. Yeah, I guess it could work. You'd have to give them some sort of attribute.
The accents would fit better. That's true. Sorry, that's North true. Carolina.
North Carolina. There's those were some. Wrong with your those accents. Were kind of your worst accents in a while. You're out of shape.
I've been just slipping into either a Russian accent or an Australian accent. For no reason.
Good day, mate.
But I can't actually do an Australian accent if I try to.
Can you do Southern accent if
I
you
did
try?
Just do it.
That wasn't a good Southern accent.
Mine wasn't?
Mine's not good either. I'm from the South.
I'm from
up north.
They do say ours down south.
Ours.
I'm from the South.
I'm from the South. No. No, it's not.
That's just cruel.
Good day, mate.
Good day, mate.
I am from New Zealand.
You can't compare New Zealand people and Australian people.
They have different accents.
They have a bitter rivalry.
They do have a
rivalry.
Words with R's and V's, hard.
Yeah, agreed.
Willy is also hard. Really, Willy. When I'm talking fast, sometimes I will not get that one.
Nice.
Well, this has been podcast episode 17 with Bob and Bob. As someone is not switching mics. If you could hear his flip-flops.
I was
going to
play the drum set out because that'd be nice. But then I thought it might scare your dog and then you'd be mad at me and
that
I shouldn't
should be
do
fun.
That.
Take the tambourine and the stick.
No, that's okay.
Instead, you can wail us out.
Wail? Oh, yeah, okay. It sounds like a... we don't hear the exit sound, but sound won't.
Here's our disclaimer. This was meant for entertainment purposes only. It had no purpose besides that. Thanks for joining us. We'll see you on CPR next week. Good night. Don't forget, laughter is the best song you could sing.
Laughter is the best song you can sing.
You can sing.
You can sing.
You can sing.
Okay, well.
Oh, you saved it.
I did just save it.
Oh, that's good. You saved it. The whole 2 hours and 4 minutes, my friends. Hope you stayed with us the whole time.
No, it's only 1 hour and 4 minutes.
2 hours and 4 minutes, my friends. This is going to be the longest me just talking. In case you haven't started crocheting yet, the time to start is now. The time to start is tomorrow. Start it now. Tomorrow. Now.
Is it happening?
Nope. It's not happening. I'm still talking. Just me, myself. Now Nathan's back with his robot ears.
I was never gone.
I was never gone. It's been rainy today.
I don't think it's going to play.
Nope. The timing. Oh, the timing. Bum, bum, bum.
When is the podcast going live?
That's the general idea, but I listen to the entire podcast.
Were you playing that like it was the guitar?
Don't ask me questions. find your facts confusing.
Yeah.
Every time. I'm always getting roasted.